A warm welcome along to your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. We'll start with the news that the latest report suggests Man City star Kevin De Bruyne is open to starting talks over a new contract. That is, providing that the club is not banned from the Champions League for two seasons. That, of course, has been a key talking point surrounding City's ban from European football. Pending an appeal, the future of their key men, none other than Kevin De Bruyne. However, the latest reports from Goal say the midfielder is open to starting those talks over a new contract once that ban is overturned. Man City have been making noises that they're confident they can overturn the ban once the CAS hearing takes place from 8th to the 10th of June, and if they can do that, securing De Bruyne a long-term deal would be the next order of business. Elsewhere, and in what is shaping up to be an interesting summer transfer battle, Manchester City have been now linked with a move for Valencia star Ferran Torres. The list of suitors, though, is not short, with Borussia Dortmund, Real Madrid, Manchester United, Liverpool, Barcelona and Juventus all interested in signing the 20-year-old. Torres has been in impressive form for Losher. He's scored 4 goals and provided 4 assists over 25 La Liga appearances, while in the Champions League he's scored a further 2 goals and another couple of assists in 6 fixtures. Valencia have been trying to extend his contract, but that at the moment ends in June 2021 and includes a €100 million release clause. And finally for the bulletin, City midfielder and France youth international Claudio Gomez is being targeted by Rennes, Lille and one other unnamed League One side, with the potential suitors eyeing up a loan deal with the option to buy. That's according to a report for RMC Sport. The 19-year-old defensive midfielder made the switch to City from PSG a couple of years ago, but he has struggled to break into the first team and he didn't have the most successful of periods out on loan. The report suggests that he's open to a move and he's quite happy to sign for a League One club on a permanent basis despite being contracted at the Etihad Stadium until 2023. That's all for now. We'll have more later.